shit face over there is never gonna bring you a title.
This guy sucks.
Cliff Kingsbury gets me hot and bothered, and I love it. There, I said it. That was from a man.
I'm a 4-3 wide receiver. Why should I play at Michigan?
You are?
That was a clunk. There's not much I can do about that.
You can't be serious.
This is where I really need Mitch. Now, no offense, Grant, but just for the wrestling aspect of this, I need Mitch.
Yeah, I can't help you there.
You see this article about John Cena? This blurb about John Cena? Mm-mm. When you think about John Cena, you think obviously of a dude who is totally jacked, like bodybuilder, huge. He's also got that song that gets lodged in your head every time you think about John Cena.
That you hate me to play as a bed.
Yeah, it's too annoying, gets stuck in my head. I'm not a huge fan of it.
Very attractive fiance.
Right, right. He also has like zero body hair all the time, right? Like okay. That's another thing. Like okay. He's totally okay. Clean cut.
All right. I hadn't really thought of it.
Yeah, that took a U-turn, huh?
Fine.
This is a quote. It's from People Style magazine. John Cena says, "I'm completely manscaped from head to toe, so that takes a bit of time." Adding that he spends 30 minutes to an hour a day shaving.
What?
30 minutes to an hour a day for John Cena to maintain that appearance that he has.
Dude.
I mean, I suppose if you told me it was going to get me all the money and fame and fortune that he has, that would be worth it. But, like, right now, the thought of that is horrifying. I don't think it takes me more than 20 minutes to get ready on my own anyway. Totally get ready. Like, that's, at minimum, 10 minutes longer than that just to do the shaving part of it.
I can understand that if it's, like, for a movie or something and he does do some acting. He had, like, a semi nude scene in Trainwreck. I really liked that movie, by the way.
And but he was
like,
funny in that movie.
Yeah, I can understand it for something like that. But as a regular occurrence, you're spending 1/24th of your life doing that.
John Cena also goes through at least 6 tubes of shaving cream a month. Which okay. Honestly seems low. You're spending 30 minutes to an hour every day shaving, I would think you'd go through like 6 tubes in a week.
Maybe he's got some Costco.
Yeah, I was going to say, he probably
sure
gets it.
Buying them wholesale.
Yeah, it's industrial size and strength, I think.
I like that the article ends by saying, ironically, Cena faces off against one of the hairiest wrestlers on the WWE roster, the Bulgarian brute Rusev, at Battleground this weekend.
This was one of my favorite things from Big 12 Media Days, and we didn't have a chance to get to it earlier, but this is a tweet from the Sporting News that was sent out on July 18th, so that would have been 2 days ago, Tuesday afternoon. And it's a picture of Tom Herman. It's a link to an article, headline of the article. "There's still a big hill to climb, but Texas football is on its way to becoming dominant once again." That's the headline from 2 days ago. That's fine. Thing is, someone happened to stumble across a Sporting News tweet from June 26th, 2014, with a picture of Charlie Strong, and the headline reads, "Lot of work to do, but Texas football is on its way to becoming strong again." It's basically a carbon copy headline from an article about Charlie Strong's Texas Longhorns back in 2014, and someone put the two of them
play on words there, huh? Wasn't there with Strong?
Yeah. So someone put the two tweets together, and it's got like 2,500 retweets and stuff, and people are just making fun of it. But look, Tom Herman may get the job done, but I don't think that anyone is going to take Sporting News's word for it after that swing and a miss with Charlie Strong 3 years ago. Oh, you found it?
I think so. Hang on. There you go. Texas is back.
Approaching the one-year anniversary of Texas is back.
Texas is back. Grant, you have an entry for You Can't Be Serious Today?
I have two, but one of them's really short. But this one I want to ask you guys. Kaepernick, authentic 49ers jersey, originally $300. How much do you think you can buy it right now from a Ross department store?
I'm looking at the story, so I know the answer to this.
Is it $4.99?
Yeah.
That was a total guess.
Oh, come on.
No, that's a total. Do you think I can see that?
You won't pay any attention to me trying to give you advice on trolling.
No, I just know.
But you're locked into the Bro Bible
I had not seen that at all. $4.99. I mean, like, look, I've been to Marshall's. I've been to TJ Maxx. Like, I know how some of that stuff goes. I remember I saw a Dwayne Bowe Chiefs jersey, like, a year ago that was, I think, like, $3.99 or $4.99.
In Kansas City, you can buy all kinds of Alex Gordon gear for 75% off.
Can you really?
Oh, man, I was in a store in Westport where they had
a walk-off last night.
Air Gordon T-shirts that were, like, I mean, they were Charlie Hustle T-shirts, they're expensive, but they were like $10, which is about 66% off the original price.
Poor Colin Kaepernick.
Fake sport?
That honestly surprises me. Yeah. Like, I would think that there'd be enough people wanting to go out of their way to buy them that would keep the price somewhat up as well, but not with the team anymore, whatever. I was surprised to see that. Very surprised.
Fake Sports Center tweeted earlier today, breaking, the Dallas Cowboys just offered O.J. Simpson a 2-year contract.
Yeah, there's been some jokes about that. I saw another one saying that the Bengals are very interested, saying that he has exactly the character they're looking for.
Well, yeah, right. The Bengals, that should be the joke.
Right? I mean, Jerry Jones has signed a lot of...
Hardy?
Yeah.
That's the most recent one.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a couple of them.
I really think the Bengals are the way to go there. Man, I mean... Joe Mixon, Vontaze Burfict, Pac-Man Jones.
Oh, I'm with you, but it's the Cowboys. So, you never pull punches with the Cowboys.
Well, it's not only the fact they did that, but then Marvin Lewis was coming out, like, trying to say, who was it that he was saying shouldn't be in the league? There was so much hypocrisy there. I'm Team Bengals on that one. We'll see you tomorrow.